Hello, and welcome to Picton's Podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about somebody you may never have heard of, but you should have done, called Robert Anton Wilson. Sadly departed, but one of the great icons of our time, the master of maybe, agnosticism. There's so many things we don't know if they're right or wrong. There might not be any black and white. People locked into organized religion find themselves in reality tunnels where they're afraid to question. But this guy questioned everything. So let's talk about Robert Anton Wilson, the late and great R.A.W. My Astral Project's protagonist, Robert Wilson, is named in his honor, as well as so many Robs being astral projectors. That's going to be in another podcast. Genius writer and polymath. That means somebody who's good at all sorts of things. Like Tim Ferriss. Influenced himself by Pan, Aleister Crowley, H.P. Lovecraft, Ezra Pound, James Joyce, Korbinsky, Jung, Wilhelm Reich, Sufism, Zen Buddhism, Jack Parsons, G.I. Gurdjieff, and Charles Fort. And collaborator and or influence on Timothy Leary, Alan Watts, William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, the Discordian movement, of which he was a tongue-in-cheek pope of the Church of Subgenius, Ken Campbell, Philip K. Dick, Steve Jackson Games, Buckminster Fuller, Chaos Magic, Richard Bandler, Bill Drummond of the KLF, and Alan Moore. If you don't know who those people are, you really should do. Get Googling. Some of his greatest works include the Illuminatus Trilogy, with its guerrilla ontology and analysis of the synchronicity of the number 23, Schrödinger's Cat Trilogy, Wilhelm Reich in Hell, Cosmic Trigger, Prometheus Rising, Quantum Psychology, The New Inquisition, and Reality is What You Can Get Away With. Those books really are amongst some of my favourite of all time, and I've read a lot of books. I'm a big fan of his documentary, Maybe Logic. Free on YouTube. Time for some of his best quotes. Any grid we use to organize our experience of the world is a model of the world and should not be confused with the world itself. Korbinsky tried to popularize this outside physics with the slogan, "The map is not the territory." Alan Watts restated it more vividly as, "The menu is not the meal." My goal is to try to get people into a state of generalized agnosticism. Not agnosticism about God alone, but agnosticism about everything. All that we know is what registers on our brains, so what you perceive, your individual reality tunnel, is made up of nothing but thoughts, as Buddha noticed by sitting alone until all of his social imprints atrophied and dropped away. The fear of death is the beginning of slavery. There is no governor anywhere. You are all absolutely free. There is no restraint that cannot be escaped. If anybody could go into Dhyana at will, nobody could be controlled. I really dread serious people, especially serious dogmatic people. I regard them as sort of what Reich called the emotional plague. I regard them as very dangerous. The ultimate weapon has always existed. Most people live in a myth and grow violently angry if anyone dares to tell them the truth about themselves. I have opinions but no belief system, BS. The totally convinced and the totally stupid have too much in common for the resemblance to be accidental. When dogma enters the brain, all intellectual activity ceases. If one can only see things according to one's own belief system, one is destined to become virtually deaf, dumb, and blind. People's belief in their own reality tunnels keep us all far stupider than we ought to be. Whatever the thinker thinks, the prover will prove, even if something as remarkable as the notion that there is a gaseous vertebrate of astronomical heft who will spend all eternity torturing people who do not believe in his religion. Like what you like. Enjoy what you enjoy and don't take crap from anybody. It is a great privilege to be conscious in the universe. Those who understand shine like stars. I don't know what anything is. I only know how it seems to me at this moment. People, there is some profound stuff there that could change your lives. I recommend you listen at least to the Robert Anton Wilson quotes again, if not my drivel. But for now, I'd say to you, good night. I'll be back with more.